Trump's signature.
I will say that the White House is disputing that is his signature, but the reality is this is the letter that we are now seeing for the first time since that report from the Wall Street Journal back a couple months ago, claiming that Trump did in fact sign this letter that was included in that birthday book given to Epstein for his 50th birthday.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president's legal team will continue to aggressively pursue litigation against the Wall Street Journal. Despite overtures from the Trump administration warning of an immigration crackdown in Chicago, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker now says he hasn't received any federal support or coordination from the Trump administration. This is ABC News. The mid-decade redistricting battle ahead of the midterm elections is now moving to Missouri. House Republicans in that state are scheduled to vote on a new congressional map that would split St. Louis into three districts. The move would likely give Republicans one more seat in the House of Representatives, eliminating the district represented by Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver. Cleaver tells ABC News recent polls indicate the move is unpopular with voters. Authorities in Florida say a student had a gun on the bus en route to his elementary school.
A 9-year-old is facing multiple criminal charges after police in Ocala, Florida say he brought a loaded .38 caliber revolver onto a school bus. Police responding to a report of someone with a gun said other students pointed out the 9-year-old who initially resisted officers. Nobody was hurt, and authorities say the boy admitted that he had no intention of hurting anybody.
ABC's Brian Clark. I'm Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman with this local news update. It's a victory Monday as the Packers open the season at home, beating the Lions 27-13. A Thanksgiving tradition between these rivals returns with a noon game in Detroit on November 27th. Green Bay is back at Lambeau Field this Thursday night for a matchup with Washington. With 24 reported measles cases in Oconto County, the state health department has a new way to track the outbreak. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new dashboard. It's updated twice a week, and as of the last update on Friday, the number of measles cases had stayed steady at 24. Repairs on the USS Cobia in Manitowoc are underway. The sub was towed out of Manitowoc on Sunday. It took most of the day to get it to Sturgeon Bay, where it's getting necessary repairs and upkeep. The dry dock is slated to last about 6 weeks. A new report finds that about half of Wisconsin's bridges are in good condition. More than 6.5% are in poor condition. Bridges owned by the state, which tend to include the largest ones, have the highest quality ratings. That's according to data from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, with inspection data that was crunched by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Bridges are inspected every 2 years and rated on their surface, superstructure, and substructure. Back to school and the Packers win means it's starting to feel like fall. If you're wondering when the leaves might start changing, well, they already have. According to the Fall Color Report from Travel Wisconsin, Green Bay is at 5% color. Trees will hit peak color around the third week of October. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shali Pittman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Crew in Texas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers taking on the Texas Rangers tonight. Yesterday, they completed a 3-game sweep of the Pirates with a 10-2 win in Pittsburgh. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, with the win. Danny Jansen at catcher. Manager Pat Murphy.
I thought Miz got on track, you know, around the fourth inning, and Jansen deserves a lot of credit for that. And he straightened out his sequencing and everything else and got him under control, and I thought he really settled down and pitched well.
NFL, the Packers with an early lead and went on to beat the Lions 27-13 at Lambeau Field, led by Micah Parsons on defense, who played despite a sore back.
The steroid pack was enough and in the treatment. I'm telling you, the training staff every day on me, doing everything we have to do to strengthen it, feel confident in it, and obviously they felt confident enough for me to go out there today.
Lions head coach Dan Campbell.
Like I told the team, it's tough, and as bad as that is, it's not what it appears to be.
That's the Lions' Dan Campbell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and comfortable today, with high temperatures scraping the low 70s and a south breeze. Tonight, a few more clouds filter in, and for tomorrow, mixed skies and mild. Highs make it to the mid-70s. But at night, chances for showers and maybe some rumbles of thunder. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
WGBW. I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape in home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Simon and Garfunkel, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. My name is Eric Westfall. Good afternoon. Thanks for hanging out with me. The Grassroots, Temptation, Eyes, and another chance to win coming up.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no.
somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them the Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Whoa, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch along. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Yeah. Signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm yours. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. Show, I've got a keyword for you. That keyword could score you a pair of tickets to the performance of your choice for the play that goes wrong. That is happening September 19th through the 21st with Abrams Spotlight Productions. And yours truly is in that show, playing Perkins the Butler. It's basically a murder mystery with everything going wrong. They're trying to put on this serious play, and the actors keep having all this trouble with the set and everything else. It is funny. It is the funniest show I think I've ever been in, and I've been doing this about 35 years. So, yeah. You ready? You want a chance to win? So your keyword is wrong. W-R-O-N-G, wrong, as in the play that goes wrong. So text that keyword, wrong. You can do it to 920-588-8957. That's 588-8957. You can also do this directly through the Civic Media app. In fact, that's the easiest way. If you haven't downloaded it yet, it is free in your phone's app store. Once you download it, you just go to our station, WGBW, and right on the bottom right, you'll see text. And you just click that and boom. Otherwise, 588-8957. Again, wrong, W-R-O-N-G. Good luck.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A big win for water protections at the State Court of Appeals. The court tossed out a lawsuit that had been filed by lobbying groups on behalf of some very large dairies known as CAFOs. If successful, the suit would have undermined a critical state water protection program that helps keep untreated animal waste out of Wisconsin's waterways and drinking water. The legal fight over the Line 5 oil pipeline in northern Wisconsin is moving to Madison. A judge is set to hear from a series of experts who will testify about significant long-term risks of the plan to build a new 41-mile segment of the pipeline. Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to clear trees, dig trenches, blast through bedrock, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin to make way for the new segment. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're one of those people who loves to plan out their dinners in advance, I have just the one for you. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Monday, September 15th from 4 till 8 p.m., head on over to Green Bay East Pizza Ranch for a community impact night. Their beneficiaries are Feeding the Park people. So while you're enjoying a delicious slice, you can feel comfortable and happy knowing that 20% of those proceeds help support the mission of bringing food to the people in need. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Who are your customers? Right now, you've found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.FM and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.FM. Then advertise.
Soy marinero.
a guy that left us way too soon. Part of the day the music died, right? Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Now the foundations.
Baby, won't let me live without you. This evening happiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Johnny Rivers, local news and timeless hits. You'll find them at 97.9 WGBW. And remember, you know, if you get somewhere where you can't pick us up on your radio, you can always stream us online at 97.9 WGBW or download the Civic Media app in your phone's app store for free. You know what I do? I do the stream it off my phone. And then if I'm in my car, you know, if I can't pick it up, if I'm farther away from Green Bay, I just go to the Bluetooth setting and then it plays it through my car speakers off of my phone. Little hack for you there. Here's a local news update.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman with this local news update. Packers fans are still celebrating after a win against the Lions at Lambeau Field. The Sunday afternoon matchup, the first season opener at home since 2018. And defensive end Micah Parsons, who just joined the team from Dallas, is calling his reception by the fans, quote, a blown away moment, unquote. Green Bay is back at Lambeau Field this Thursday night for a matchup with Washington. A cheese manufacturing plant in Suamico has announced a timeline for layoffs of hundreds of workers. The Green Bay Press-Gazette reports that Saputo Cheese will begin phased layoffs of about 240 workers starting in November. It's moving its packing jobs to southeastern Wisconsin. If you're in the city of Green Bay, start rounding up your trash now. Next week is one of the city's quarterly overflow collection weeks. That means in addition to what's in your cart, you can also put up to 4 garbage bags of trash on the curb for free collection. That doesn't include appliances, electronics, or construction trash. The Kewaunee City Council is set to meet tonight. They'll take up a proposal to prepare an underwater survey of the Kewaunee Marina and Boat Launch. It's expected to cost more than $5,000. They'll also decide on plans for a Christmas parade and hear a population estimate. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. It's also largely preventable. Here in Green Bay, Mayor Eric Genrick is encouraging people to get at least 30 minutes of activity a day. And every Tuesday in September, he's hosting a walk at City Hall. Just meet tomorrow at noon at the corner of Walnut and Jefferson. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Sholly Pittman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. After the chilly temperatures as of late, warmer readings are on the way this week. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs in the mid-70s. A chance of showers and storms tomorrow night and Wednesday. It's 69 degrees right now.
WGBW.
Running away with me. It was
just my imagination.
Once again,
running away with me.
I tell you it was just my imagination.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Been doing a text to win contest for tickets to the Play That Goes Wrong featuring yours truly. I'll give that to keyword again, away again after 5 o'clock. So keep listening for a chance to win.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Baby, sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. Sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. That's one thing I never meant to do. 'Cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
like me.
Zombies, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. It is the time of the season for fall and Halloween, even though it's still technically summer. But I got quite an awakening this weekend looking at Halloween decorations. I'll tell you more coming up.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
We'll be right back.
this for a long, long time. Maybe I think too much, but something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do you, I take for granted. Can't help seeing all the way through.
It's important to me that you know you are free. Cause I never want to make you change.
Rundgren, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon to you. Seeing more and more Halloween decorations going up, which of course is cool. I mean, it's, you know, it's September already. It's the time you start doing that. And I thought, man, maybe this year, yeah, I love Halloween, but I'm not really all that big into decorating. You know, I put up Christmas lights, and then I thought, you know, maybe this year will make a difference. There are so many cool Halloween decorations out. You see those big monsters and stuff like this, and I went to the store on, I can't remember, Fleet Farm or Menards, one of the places, and you know, looked at some of these big displays, and I'm like, oh, wow, that would be really cool. And then I looked at the price of some of these big displays. And I think about some of the yards that I've seen out there that have several of these in there. And I'm like, wow, I guess I don't like Halloween as much as they do. So maybe I'll get a couple of pumpkins instead. It's a little more friendly for a radio guy's budget.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We dug holes, little foxholes, to jump into and take cover when you heard them coming. But after a few weeks, you didn't worry about it anymore. What was the point? They weren't aiming at you. They just fired the damn things. So if you were going to get hit, you were really going to get hit. That was my attitude, which I realize now was really stupid. But that's just the way it was. I don't know why I did it, but instead of jumping into a hole, I walked around with my camera, hoping to get a great picture. When sappers got into the perimeter, they would have explosive charges and satchel charges on them. A few were suicide attacks with everything strapped to their bodies. They tried to kill as many guys as they could. It seemed like that was their main mission. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Missing Lou Rugani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. If you haven't caught the opportunity yet to text and win for the theater tickets, I will give that keyword again after 5 o'clock. If you did it already, you are set for today. Listen tomorrow when there will be a new keyword.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet. Bring a song.
WGBW can go wherever your smartphone goes. Download the Civic Media app from civicmedia.us.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they call her Dawn.
Dawn, no way I'm no good for you.
Oh, Dawn, stay with him, he'll be good to you.
I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.